So, boys, here we are. Gone off on a tangent. We're doing a podcast, lads. We're doing a podcast.
We've made it. Well, not quite. We've nearly made it.
Yeah, Lynn, I've got a podcast to endorse. Yeah, I'm back. I'm big in the back in the big time. Hello, listeners, with your AirPods. Yeah, it's me, Alan, and this is for the Gone Off on a Tangent podcast, otherwise known as GOAT. Is that all right? Anyway, Stocksy and Dan have let Wilson in charge hosting the podcast this week, so there will be no talk of Leeds United. Funny you should say it there, for you know, Wilson. I actually am a secret Leeds fan, and all I'm going to say is 17 points wiped out. That's reference to Leicester, or if you're from America, Leicester. And all that. But yes, this is the intro this week to Gone Off on a Tangent. I'm endorsing it. And also, I have to mention Small Beer Limited and Tipsy Imp. All I can picture now is Hornswoggle from wrestling. Quite tipsy because he's had a little glass of sherry. But this is endorsing beer and potentially an imp. I've no idea if that's the case, but you are listening to Gone Off on a Tangent podcast. I bid ye good podcasting. Now. Was that all right, Wilson? Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Aha! How'd you like that then, boys?
Aha! Smell my cheese, you mother flipper!
How's that for an intro?
That's different.
AI or impersonator?
I mean, that's the best £12 I've ever spent.
Oh, nice! We have had Snoop Doggy Dog this year, haven't we?
Yeah, that was a full-on cameo job.
Enjoyed the little throwback to one of our earlier episodes on Skype, would have been.
That wasn't a throwback to an earlier episode. That was the first ever line of this podcast.
Technically, I don't think it is, because we did some other ones
on Zoom.
But you wouldn't have seen those. Nobody has seen those. It was where Carl got all his nonsense out of the way. It couldn't be edited. But no, mate, well done. Awesome.
There you go.
So what, is that a cameo from
Alan Partridge, Alan Steve Partridge. Coogan.
That's the main man.
No, I think.
It doesn't sound like him.
No, I think it's an impersonator. But anyway, £12 that cost me. And
do you need reimbursing? You get your invoice in?
No, you're all right. The worst thing is I paid for like an express delivery. So I did that last Monday night and I had to wait a week and he sent it within an hour. So I'm like sat on that for a week, desperate to play it, and I couldn't do it. But did you like it?
Top bombing, well done.
Excellent.
There we Good go. Work. And we mentioned the sponsors as well. So that's done, out of the way.
Done and dusted.
I have to mention the gas again. Or
How's your week been? Looking weep in our eyes, boys?
Yeah. Same as always. Same as it ever was. I've had a few drunken days, so I'm giving my liver a bit of a break now, if I can.
You went to Histon, didn't you?
Yeah.
On league day.
Do you want the story or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've had it.
So, two Dutch gentlemen from the brewery over to come and check out England and check out a few beers and go to a football match. So, we trade fairly well in Cambridge. That was the idea, to take them there. It's a nice little, for those that haven't been, it's a nice little quaint city. It's gorgeous, actually. Lovely bars, lovely restaurants, nice people. Bit of a different vibe to it because of the university, that sort of thing. So that was the plan. It wasn't the original plan. It was to go somewhere, maybe watch some Championship football or some Premier League even, if we can get tickets. But the date they sent over, it was international break. No chance of England tickets. So it's a case of, okay, well, what have we got on the slate? Right, we'll do Cambridge. We can do a couple of days selling beer down there for our day jobs, makes complete sense, and then we'll host them, that sort of thing. So, long story short, not possible for me, I got Cambridge United tickets. Happy days. It's not the best level. It's okay. It's league football, isn't it? Happy days. They're both PSV fans. It's well short of their standard, being top of the Eredivisie, I think. But Still, it's cool. They just want to see a football match. Fine. And I always put it like, if I was over there and someone said, we're going to take you for some beers, go watch a local Dutch team. Ah, yeah, but I'll offer it. So flip it around his head. Happy days. And then bought the tickets. No problems at all. And then I happened to check when Wales were playing. So I was checking all the way up. When Lincoln have just played, haven't they? So I was checking all the way up to make sure the game was on because I knew you had it called off for internationals and the weekend was absolutely carnage. So I thought, I'll keep checking. Nothing, absolutely nothing, all fine. And then I randomly went to check what day Wales were playing because Leeds got four players playing. And there it was, postponed.
Oh, dear.
So I was like, shit, when did that happen? Nothing on their website, terrible communication. Found a tweet in the tweet replies or something going back ages. So I was like, emailed the club, got a full refund, happy days, everyone's a winner. I was like, I was massively scrambling on where to take him. Northampton, an hour and 20 minutes away. No one wants to drive, everyone wants a beer. Do we go into London? Because then you can do, but even that was like Dagenham, Sutton. It's still higher than Histon when we ended up watching football. But still, it's like at least it's a bit of either right at the top of non-league. Barnet was another option. And they just went, to be fair to the credit, they just went, no, we'll just go there. It's fine. And it was good. There's a couple of really nice pubs in Histon because basically it's a village. I've got terrible memories of the place, clearly. And it was good. We just paid on the gate. You can drink while watching the game, which is a novelty for an English football fan. And we had 3-2 to the Histon.
Go on then.
Up the Stoops.
Goals.
Who are they playing?
Aylbury, which I think... I do know the Leicestershire. Do you know how I know the Leicestershire?
Go on.
Because of all the accents when they came into the clubhouse after... Referees robbed us, mate.
Mate.
Put that peroni, mate. Got chili con carne. So, yeah, it was good. So they really enjoyed
Jacket it. Tater, mate.
The whole thing was good. A load of beers, a load of food. Yeah, it was good. It was good. And it was 3-2. 2-2 in the first half. And then a last minute, well, the last 6 minutes or something stupid thingy. But what was weird for me is I had no memory of going there whatsoever. Walked in the ground expecting stuff to flood back. Nothing. Nothing.
Because what happened?
Erased from your memory.
We got knocked out of the FA Cup in the third round.
Was it 1-0?
1-0, and a postman scored. Of course he did. They were non-league. I think they were Conference South at the time. We were League One, so it wasn't that big a thing. It was just the whole thing of
big enough
Leeds. Yeah, yeah. But now they're in the Southern Counties Premier or some shit. Oh, the mighty have fallen. You how keep your fallen. FA Cup game. You keep it.
How's your week, Dan?
Very good, mate. Thank you.
Good. Do much. Excellent. Did you have a story like that?
No, I'm not going to bore. I'm not going to bore you all to
You
sleep.
Asked.
You did. We did.
You we said did. You keep it short.
Well, has that ever happened in my 36 years on God's green earth?
Never.
No. Well, to be fair, I've been pretty nervous about hosting this week. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, the way you bounded so, in, I thought we're going to have to get a
well, I was excited and nervous. So
nerve-sighted, as my kids call it.
I was thinking of what I could do to sort of help my nerves. So what I thought...
Are you drunk right now?
Hey?
Are you drunk right now?
Well, for the benefit of the listener, Wilson's in charge tonight.
Yeah, I've got... No, I'm literally the other side of the fence.
Has done... Neither of us have... Well, I don't do much anyway, but...
You've done nothing.
But Stocksy's not done any of the prep. It's all on Wilson this week.
And so, logistically, I'm sat on the sofa.
Yeah.
On the casting couch.
I'm in the Castles Memorial sofa.
Well, what I thought was, if it was going to be that nerve-wracking, I could enlist some help. So I've got some help. So I'm going to play you a little theme tune. Stubbsy's back. You can come in now, Carl, if you want.
Stubbsy!
He's back!
Yes, boy!
Fantastic.
I'm in your seat.
Right. He's been fucking waiting here ages.
well, he won't have any headphones. I've literally been. No, of course I am. I don't need them. I can hear you. Oh, okay.
So just to let you know, Timsy's not come in.
Oh, was it?
Timsy was in on it.
That was Mirage!
Timsy was our...
It was a front.
It was our disguise.
Foil. He'd pre-messaged me and everything to say he couldn't be here tonight.
I know.
See in a few weeks.
Well, I got the main man instead. He's back.
Can't hear you. He's on mute, that's why.
He's on mute.
He's not now.
Am I not on mute?
He's here.
The ladies have just slummed right. They turned their headphones up and everything.
Yeah, I'm back for 1 week only.
I'm going to ask whatever wants to know.
Yep.
Those that are listening, driving now. How the fuck are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
We had this conversation about a week ago about Carl coming back on. And I said, we've got to try and keep this quiet. And he says to me, oh, it won't be fucking hard, mate.
I'm quite good at saying radio silent, not a problem.
I was going to say, when was the last message in the group that you put in there?
Quite a long time
ago. Even when we tag you now, you don't reply.
Oh, no, if it's a positive reply, I'll reply. Not very often it's positive, so I remain silent.
We got a message at Christmas from one of the guys. You won't have heard any of this because you don't listen to any of the shows.
No.
But
I did, actually.
Which one?
I don't know. It's when I went to Spain. I listened to one on the aeroplane.
Well, so we delivered a hat at Christmas and nearly ruined Christmas for this guy. And I went on Instagram. Bear in mind, Wilson's supposed to be in charge of socials, but he does fuck all. Went on. There's an unread message from a geezer about the hat. And it was, thanks for that, guys. Love it. Merry Christmas. Yada, yada, yada. P.S. Where's Stubbsy? So I've delivered that message now.
All right, yeah. Quite a few people were asking. When are you going back on the pod, etc.? And I'm just a busy bloke. But but this week, well, I've had a change of plan, but I couldn't let Wilson down. So I'm mayor anyway.
He's a good lad.
So have you come kicking and screaming this anyway, regardless?
No. I'm happy to be here, but it's just a one-off.
So are you officially retired? I think the fans want to know.
No. I'm not retired. I'm just sporadic. Like, you just don't know when I'm going to turn up.
We might need a fifth mic. The system it accepts for.
I think what I'm going to do is, like, I'm just going to let one of you know and on the sly, so the other two don't know that I'm coming. When I do, fancy it.
I'm getting a he's coming back vibes, DT. What about you?
Certainly dangling the carrot.
No, it'll be no more frequent than...
We took bets at Christmas.
Six monthly.
Have you missed any of it?
What do you mean have I missed
podcasting,
it?
You missed it? You've been too busy.
No, I've been pretty busy, to be fair. I mean, I've missed the crack, but...
Do you want to give a cycling update?
It's hard.
Is that the update?
Yeah.
It's really fucking hard.
I literally have just had like the hardest race of my life at the weekend. I'm not even kidding. It's minging. I hated every minute of it. But yeah, it's all good. Growing a mullet as well.
Yeah, I've noticed the mull.
Mullet is
progressing.
In.
Looking good, mate.
Yeah, mullet's coming. I did have a tash to go with it as well, but I did look too much like a paedophile, so I had stuck.
Are you just going for the Australian look? Or full Rolf Harris?
No, I'm just going to go... I don't know. Do you know what? I quite like playing with it. It turns me on a little bit.
Good job.
Well, while we've got you, can you explain you in all in pink sat on a tractor?
Postman Pat.
I'm feeding goats.
Feeding goats.
Well, we saw that one got caught.
Yeah.
That one got caught.
Yeah, he could have.
Always thinking about the pod.
Well, you didn't tag us in any of the pictures.
No, but I did wear my goat hat whilst fucking freezing my tits off yesterday and Saturday. I'm like always wearing the badge. Get the badge in.
Representing.
Yeah.
Get the badge in.
I had to go at one of your staff members the other day, DT.
Go on.
Where was I going? It doesn't matter. I was into a shop or something. Yeah, going to Aldi. And Chris.
For a change on this podcast.
Yeah, well, we're big fans. And Chris was coming out.
He's gay.
He was walking funny. Louis Spence. Spotting carrots. I don't give a fuck. and he had a tipsy imp hat on. I went, whoa, 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 dickhead. Where's our hat? Well, I ain't got one. Fucking buy one then. And then I may have offered to give him it for free, but I'm not definitely doing that. Got to pay you back.
How is podcasting anyway? Are you having a great time still?
Oh, yeah. Living the dream.
Quite tactical with my... get out, wasn't I? Because I got Wilson to come on board and then I dicked off. Perfect.
Off.
I was like, honestly, lads, get Wilson involved. It's such a good idea. So I can...
Next thing, gone.
We've only had one episode.
I think there was a 1 week crossover where me and Wilson run.
Yeah, there was, yeah. Well played.
Thank you.
There was only...
One episode as well, by the way.
Ooh, class.
There's only been 1 week where we've struggled and that was we did one together. Which it worked, to be fair. We didn't get any. Nobody slagged it off or anything.
Just
but
the
it,
two of
yeah,
us.
That one. Yeah, you just yeah it worked, to be fair. You just need a third one.
I didn't
one to
listen
bounce
to it. I'm no, just going to guess that that's what the theme tune that you played.
4-4-2.
Thank you.
No, he's been a good replacement as Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He stepped up to the mark.
Do you spend a lot of time on your phone nearly asleep?
He does, actually. It's getting worse as the weeks go by.
Perfect.
Well, either that or playing fucking FIFA Ultimate Team or some shit in the corner. He's gaining points.
Yep.
The perk he's got tonight is he's hosting.
Yeah, I've noticed the change of scenery.
But I still don't shut the fuck up, so he's got nothing to worry about. No. Whereas I sit in that chair, when you were here, staring at you and getting bored.
Yeah.
He's like blood out of a stone sometimes, and he's not much better.
Well, I'm seeing a whole new side of it, like this bit here.
The technological side.
Lights.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, like, what happens if I press this?
No, nothing, press away.
No, do not.
There might be a Christmas drop or something on there. I'll press what you want, press something.
No, because he'll pick the big fucking red one, which will end the recording.
What's that just done?
You can't hear it.
What do you mean, normal men?
What happened?
It goes, we're just normal men.
Oh, right, nice.
That's the new intro, Carl.
Oh, is it?
And then it goes into the...
I've already heard the intro.
Well, that's when you press... Yeah, don't press the big red one.
Wilson sent me that last week.
It's good.
Do you want to know, we got to the bottom of why it kept ending. We got to the bottom of that thing. Remember that mystery?
To be fair, for the last 6 months, it's all I've thought about.
All them hours on that lonely bike. It was because I...
Oh, what a relief this is going to be.
It's gone. I kept...
Hold on. Let me sit comfortably.
Brace yourself, Rodney.
Yeah,
brace yourself. Go on. I kept stepping on the battery.
Right.
And that does funny things to
That's
it.
Probably nothing to do with the machine at all.
So, effectively, Wilson now is on...
I have to watch the floor.
..foot battery watch.
Right.
So we don't knock it off anyway. Yeah.
You'll sleep well tonight now, won't you?
Mate? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was really going to struggle with sleep.
How long did you sit here, Carl?
In that seat?
2 years?
Yeah, probably.
How long have you sat here?
Yeah.
I've got a dad jokes book here, and not one of you's picked it up.
I have.
I don't need it.
I've read it before, yeah.
Have you ever read from it?
I don't need it. I've got dad jokes galore.
So I'll just pick a page at random. Say when.
Now.
Or now.
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
Nailed it.
Oh, God. Bad.
Why is 16 always full? Because it's 8 and 8. Rubbish.
Yeah, poor.
We'll give it one more go, this book. I'm just going for Christmas. I used to run a dating agency for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet. I like that one. That's a good one. I met a guy from Australia who works in IT. I asked, do you come from the land down under?
Shit.
One for the IT nerds at five.
Put that back on that
What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Don't know, Carl.
You can't hear an enzyme.
More of a dirty granddad joke. Listen, they've got Leeds' funniest no quotes here as well.
No. Did you not hear Alan?
Shit the star.
He said none of that shit.
Do you prefer Snoop's Doggy Dog, or do you prefer Alan? I prefer Alan Partridge. That's
like
class.
Partridge,
that. Excellent 12 quid, Wilson.
Yeah, it's the best 12 quid I've ever spent.
And we're paying you too much, but that's excellent 12 quid.
Well, I had my first thing on the rundown was very Carl specific.
Oh.
Yeah, well, firstly, you have to explain what a rundown is to Carl.
Yeah.
So no, it's a list of things to speak about.
Man. Don't worry about that. Jesus Christ.
Well,
you normally got one word on each line.
Yeah, you really have.
He's a busy man.
I am, mate.
Oh, that's ad-lib, Dan.
Laura Kenny. Retiring.
Yeah.
Fit. She's retired. Dame Laura Kenny.
Dame Laura Kenny, yeah.
Thoughts, Carl?
Well, she's been incredible for female cycling, full stop, hasn't she?
I didn't realise she was the most successful...
Decorated... British Olympian, yeah.
Female Olympian, is it?
Female British and then Olympian.
She's only beaten by her husband.
Yeah.
That's some fucking gene pool, isn't it?
I don't think they're from the same genes.
Well, no, I meant their children.
Breaking news, their brother and sister.
I didn't mean like that.
Yeah,
their fairly. He needs to get to prison if he's beating her.
First cousin, you will go on my first wessel.
Have you been watching Gladiators?
No, because Clattenburg keeps putting different accents on every week.
There's been some controversy this week, though, hasn't there? After the semi at the weekend.
In every household in the UK.
Yeah, with Marie Louise on. Not a challenging wank, that. Jesus. But apparently, did you watch it?
No.
I've watched some of it. I haven't watched this weekend.
Okay, well, I'm going to ruin it for you, I don't care.
Okay.
And I'm going to ruin it for everyone else who haven't watched it yet. But, so, one of the women had like a 9-second lead going into the Travelator thing. She got to the Travelator and then fucking fell over twice, and the other woman, who was 9 seconds behind, went over and overtook her. But they reckon that they've, if you watch it on ITV, they slowed the Travelator down for the woman that was coming second, so she got up there loads easier. And I've watched it back, and it genuinely does look slower. So, Gladiator.
It's controversial.
Drama.
Yeah. Clattenburg was having none of it. He's busy there.
Doesn't he do, like, VAR on it as well, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, he's seen his tattoos. He's got, like, Euro fucking 2002 on the inside of his arm.
Looks an absolute
weapon. Euros 2008 final. Brilliant. Well done, mate.
I mean, if you're an Olympic swimmer and all that, and you get it done, that's fine, but a referee.
Fucking refereed a cup final, mate. Get over it.
Even the Dutch get that banter. They said at the weekend, the ref was pretty awful at Easton. He said, he was bullied at school, yes? I went, yes, yes, he was. So even they hate refs and all.
Well, he's not the only person we've had come back this week. Andy Pearson's back.
Yes, he's back listening. Yeah.
He's back listening.
Why?
Local referee celebrity.
Why did he stop?
I don't know. He just tweeted us saying that he was listening back to the podcast.
He's had a couple of months off listening to us.
Well, God, he's going to be pleased when I'm on.
Going to hiding for another 2 months after that.
I'll give you a text, Andy, every time I'm on.
I don't think it was our best tweet of the week, though. Our best tweet of the week was somebody thinking it was Stocksy at a game. Did you see that?
Oh. It did look a lot like...
Was it some
fair.
Moonhead ginger?
Well, not quite, but it did look like...
It was actually the mayor of Lincoln tweeted it. The mayor of Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, the original tweet.
Yeah. Great game and great company at Lincoln. And Andy Pearson tweeted, "Is that a dirty Leeds fan in the background?" Just for reference, that's Stocksy.
It's fairly accurate.
It's a very white man, yeah.
To which you put in the WhatsApp group, is he on about you? I don't know, so I decided to tweet him. And yes, he was. Well, I met my mate the mayor.
So how does the mayor of Lincoln know you?
We're drinking buddies. Play snooker together every Thursday.
No, you don't play snooker.
With the mayor of Lincoln, yeah, every Thursday.
You don't play snooker.
I do.
Literally making it up.
You've got no sporting talent whatsoever.
I don't even know what the mayor of Lincoln's called, let alone play snooker with him.
His name's Biff Bean.
It was not.
This is.
It is.
Biff.
Yeah.
How's he called Biff?
Nickname's Flicker.
You're Biff.
Councillor Biff Bean.
Councillor Flicker.
Can that be the name of the pod?
Councillor Flicker?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You just spell it F-L-I-C-K-A or something.
I don't think the mayor of Lincoln's listening to this. Don't worry about it.
If you spell it Bean, as in like B-I...
Oh, this
has opened up an entire can of beans, actually, hasn't it, Carl?
Yeah, we'll be fine. So...
Oh, dear.
Bin being...
Somebody write that down, because we definitely always do this and forget it.
That's right.
We won't forget that.
Flicker, Flicker!
Do you see... Chesterfield got promoted?
Yes. I did, yeah. I watched that in the clubhouse at Histon.
They've absolutely mauled that.
Nailed it, haven't they?
Romped it.
HMS pissed the league, that, innit?
Yeah. Romped it.
I did spend about half an hour looking for Paul Cook celebrating it, but I couldn't find any.
Just no weird voice or anything?
No weird voice this week. But
just doing impersonation.
Why have they, like, won it by so much? Have they spent... Is it like Wrexham and spent an absolute bucket load?
I don't think so. I just think the fact that Wrexham and Notts County
Like, everybody else in that league is shit? Because it was like last year was Wrexham and Notts County won it. They were, like, an absolute street ahead of everyone, weren't they?
But that is money, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is everybody else just absolutely gash? And then as soon as there's one team that's decent, then they just piss it.
That's so the shit thing about that.
What is it, like 28 points clear or something? We're still like 10 games to go or something.
21 points clear, yeah.
And if they've won the league on 95 with some games to go, Barnet are on 74. They had a big win at the weekend.
What are they going to? What can they end on? How many games are left?
Oh, they can absolutely blitz the final.
Can they get to like 120?
So what is it, 46 games, isn't it?
I mean, the same.
So they've got another 15 points to play for, so they can get to.
They've scored 100 goals already.
Yeah.
But the same applies as always with this division. Like Barnet, Halifax, Oldham, Rochdale, Southend, Dagenham, Hartlepool, York, Kidderminster. There's some league names in there that are former leagues. So it can't be just the fact that they've pissed it. There must be a really good side.
Yeah, but all of them teams that are in there that you've just mentioned are financially gone.
Granted, but they still get good gates and all that sort of stuff. And Barnet are working their way back by the looks of things. I mean, they're 4 points clear of Bromley.
Is Will Grigg playing for Chesterfield?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he still on fire or somebody put him out?
I tell you what, his bank balance will still be on fire, I bet. I bet he's the highest paid player in that league by a country mile.
Did he even play?
He was on silly money still, even when he was at like Wigan, wasn't he?
He's 32 now.
Yeah, I know, but like...
But yeah, you're
32
right.
32 is no age to be playing in the National League, considering you were scoring...
The money went, like you say, went out of the league last year, didn't it? The big money.
Yeah.
So like all the top earners and everything will have gone.
How many go down from League Two?
Two.
Did you see that that fan holding the big celebration sign on his walk out?
Yeah.
So he's got the big cutout that says Vanarama Champions and he's carrying it back. Imagine walking through your door to your missus, half cut.
Hey up, love.
This good, is going on the wall, love. Clear the kids' photos off.
This is a new headboard.
We're the first fucking champions.
Last time I went to Chesterfield, a helicopter to land on the pitch.
Yeah, it was shit that, wasn't it?
I'm guessing something...
Someone of their fans conked it.
Yeah.
I went there once for a pre-season friendly. That's the time I've ever been. I went to Saltgate with you, randomly.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Was that in League Two or was that in National League?
Saltgate or...
No, the Chesterfield incident. Away.
It was in League Two because...
Was that before they got
Palmer
relegated?
Scored that ridiculous...
Oh, he did, yeah.
...goal, didn't he? We won 3-1, I think.
You were in Nottingham then? Didn't he?
How did you find your international break weekend?
Did you watch it?
It's not finished yet. It's still going.
Pretty tedious.
Well, the actual weekend, though.
It was still going, isn't it?
A bit of shit, isn't it?
Still like, got to panic about players
Saturdays
getting injured.
Sundays without...
Well, did they make it through the first game?
Praise Jesus. So far, we're all good.
It's like, come fly with me.
I sent him, I put it in the group. This is why you stay in the group, Carl. There's some good shit in there. And it's one of the clips from the original Little Britain series one. And it's a guy, if those haven't seen it, walking around a shop and he picks like a chocolate bar up and he goes, fancy chocolate? And then it goes to each thing. Warm, I want to drink. And it's going around.
You're thirsty?
Picks a letter up. And he goes, writing a letter to friends or family. Or this. And then he picks a porn mag up.
Planning away.
They have to remake it just to break through all industry norms that stuff that's allowed on the TV. I don't care if it just goes straight to the internet. Please do more. I'm begging you. It's so funny.
There is no way they'd remake that now.
No. Or, I mean, Come Fly Me wasn't that many years ago.
No.
2004,
was it? It's still 20 years, I reckon.
Oh, is it?
It's a while. There was a Chinese guy who'd forgotten his passport or his passport was out of date, something at the terminal. And they're like, we're going to get in our travel liaison officer. And David Williams runs down. He's like, don't worry, I speak fluent Chinese.
And then he just goes into an horrific Chinese.
Awful. Yeah. Like literally the most racist thing you've ever heard.
The best one from Come Fly With Me, it isn't even racist or anything, is the is when he has to go on the flight to tell the woman that her dog has unfortunately died in the, whatever you, the, what is it, carriage, whatever it is. What do you call it? Storage thing. Yeah. And it's obviously frozen to death. And he hasn't got the art to tell her. So when the flight's about to take off, and he's at the window with a sign saying, dog's dead. Happy flighting.
Oh, dear.
Incredible. Good.
Christ alive.
Did you see any of Arsenal-Chelsea ladies at the weekend?
No, you got next topic.
Well, Arsenal turned up with the same kit.
Oh, I could tell you this. They had to wear the opposing socks, didn't they?
So
it wasn't shirts versus skins?
No. They turned up with the same colour socks.
Yes, they had to go to the Arsenal club shop, didn't they? Or Chelsea club shop.
They had to go to the Chelsea megastore.
And buy a load of socks. And wear a load of tape over the badge.
Oh, they've got some discount.
How bad's that?
That's shit, that.
Kitman's not got a job.
Joey Barton had a field day on that.
He was livid.
Absolute field day.
Sorry, I'm that 17-year-old. Hang on.
What?
Put some context to that.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
No, he verbally harassed. Anyway,
Yeah, you're fine.
My mic's gone.
Is it?
I can't
hear anything.
Don't drop the mic.
Are we all good? Everywhere else?
I can hear you.
Oh, I can hear now. Yeah, verbally abused. Well, she had a bit of a shocker, and then it's all been a bit of a thing today about how it's been a pile on and stuff. He's a wrong'un, isn't he?
He is a proper wrong'un. Well, which leads quite nicely. Do you see his rant about this flag on the England kit?
That's gone off that, to be fair.
He was not happy.
Well, there's plenty of people that aren't happy about
it. I wasn't happy about it either.
It's bullshit.
I wasn't happy about it either. I don't want to be accused
of
being a flag
shagger.
The thing
is, though, it's like worked perfectly for Nike.
Oh, they'll sell some kits.
There's no such thing as bad. Yeah, but there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly right, Carl.
It's a nice kit, though.
Yeah, I think it'll
just
stop.
It's English, isn't it? It's fucking expensive.
A couple of
it also the price of them will stop people buying them.
125 and 85.
Well, what they've done now, which really pisses me off, is, and I don't buy them, but really pisses me off, is they've now got, like, not match worn, but they've got match style and then replica. So they've slotted in two things to purchase now. That was never like that.
No.
It used to be, when I was a kid, you had the kit for 2 years and then they bought an away kit out. That was for 2 years. Mm. So you could buy a kit for every 2 years. But no, on the England badge thing, I wasn't...
They even had a reversible one year.
Oh, they did, yeah. Remember that? The blue and white. I wasn't happy about it. I just think you can't fuck about with it. And they don't know to any other country. Why fuck about with ours?
Yeah, exactly.
I just didn't like it. As a proud Englishman, I don't like it. I don't care if that makes me a flag shagger.
Yeah, because all they want you to do is...
I don't care.
...is get riled up about it, and then they can accuse you of being fucking...
Oh, which is fine.
And all that
happy
bullshit.
To be a gammon.
It's just like, yeah.
Pour some pineapple on me. Fry an egg on me. Not arsed. I want my flag on there, thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a problem.
Did you see someone tweeted Nike saying, don't worry, I've just updated your logo and changed it to the Adidas logo?
The best one was the playful kit design changed to Germany's kit. See that one?
I didn't know.
Little playful design. You can imagine what logo they put on it.
Yeah, say no more.
Did any of you watch your game?
It was the Bayern Munich logo from 1939. That's disappeared into history. The annals.
Did you watch the game?
What game?
It was on in the background.
The Brazil game?
I watched it in a boozer. Typical England.
Thought
of the minute.
It was boring, wasn't it?
It's friendly, innit? It's so hard to... It's a friendly, innit? It's until the action starts. I'm refusing to judge anything this time. I'm refusing to say anything about Southgate. Let's just get in a tournament and see what happens. Because they're friendlies. Meh. There's people jostling for positions they're never going to play in. Because if everyone's fit, we know the side. We said last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
If everyone's fit, we know what the side is. As long as Kane's absolutely fine, we'll be fine. But
as Bellingham's fine.
Well, back to front.
Yeah.
Pickford in goal.
Okay.
Walker at right back.
Okay.
I think if Trippier's fit, I think he's left back.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Sure, all day.
Luke Shaw's playing.
Yeah, you're obsessed with Luke Shaw. Not for me. But okay, Luke Shaw, I'll give you Luke Shaw. That's fine. Stones and Maguire.
I'm not convinced. Stones, 100%. I'm not convinced.
You've got to think about Southgate, not what we would do.
No. I'm still not convinced Maguire, to be honest. But
who comes in ahead of him?
Not sure. That's where I'm
maybe
struggling.
He's a left back.
Very good.
Come on.
Very good. I'm just not convinced that Maguire's the centre-half. I don't know.
I don't disagree with you, by the way. Like, he wouldn't be my centre-half, but it's who goes ahead of him. I think Stones is a shoe-in, isn't he, I think?
Yeah.
Unless he pops him into midfield.
But there isn't anyone else, really.
No, that's the problem,
Lewis
isn't it?
Dunk.
It's just not...
I was really impressed with Lewis Dunk. When, not this round of friendlies, but the... Might have even been in the Nations League. I thought he was excellent.
There's just a drop-off, isn't there? It's like the whole Kane argument. There's just a drop-off.
I'm not really sure what's going on with the Ben White scenario, but...
He's just not a football fan. So the thought of... He wants to play... That's it. That's where it starts and finishes. I don't people are that's really struggling to understand it. The thought of him going for four weeks, whatever it is, for the Euros, staying in a hotel with other footballers, training, watching, playing FIFA, he's just out. He's not interested. He's just not bothered about it. He wants to just play football. Go home, go to his missus. Yeah, it's absolutely fine. I have not got a problem with it. It is what it is. It's just personality types, isn't it? I think if he can come home every night from Germany... Come back. I think he'd be all in. But I don't think he'd play anyway.
No, I don't.
Think he'd play?
No, probably
good player,
not. Yeah. I think Walker's still
Walker's
got
a
it.
Joke, still in, he?
Yeah.
We were
the midfield's the difficult bit. Like I don't know what your best three in there are. Rice is a Rice and Bellingham are probably the only Rice, Bellingham and Kane. You've probably got
4-3-3
bankers, but then I think them other four are pretty.
No, I think your forward three's picked.
4-2-4-2-6
Saka and Soden.
Saka, Foden, Kane.
Has to be that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Has to be that. So say it's a, what we're saying, 4-3-3 or 4-2-3, what?
So then your other two midfielders, so you've got Rice, Bellingham, and then it's your third, that third one's a difficult one.
Kobbie Mainoo.
Yeah, well, I'm in, with you on that.
Nah.
Definitely not Conor Gallagher.
No, but...
I think Conor Gallagher's bang average. Calvin Phillips is...
He's done his... Done.
Like, if you, I just think you've got to play the informed player, and I think Mainoo's been absolutely class.
Has he played like 14 games?
Mm-hmm. On the spin, yeah. I think he's just
for a tournament though.
Yeah, but
we're trying to win.
Yeah, I don't think he comes straight.
He's not Wayne Rooney, is he?
Well, name somebody better than him.
Well, I think so.
I think Trent Alexander-Arnold's probably.
That's maybe the only other option.
But I think this is what's at the heart of the problem with England. I said I wouldn't get on to Southgate. This is probably what the heart of it is you don't necessarily need another one in there. That's kind of the point.
Mm.
You can play Rice.
Yeah, but Bellingham don't really play in there anyway.
No, but he can drop in and do that job. The kid's fucking world class.
Yeah, but why restrict him?
He plays wherever he wants.
Why restrict him?
But this is the point. In most games, you won't need to worry about it. One man in there is more than enough for the lesser nations.
Yeah, but Mainoo's not a player that just sits there. Mainoo will go everywhere.
It's a waste of a shirt. We could put players like James Maddison in ahead of him. Who does deserve a go and will unlock defences and do more than that your kid will do. That's the point. Make sure Foden's in there, make sure Saka's in there. Just get as much quality on the pitch. My point still stands.
I think Madison's just
put Bielsa in. Win the fucker. Easy.
What about Archie Gray,
I'm not talking about him though.
But Archie Gray, he scored his first goal, didn't he, for the under
21s? He did, good finish as well. He's one to watch, Archie Gray. He's genuinely one to watch. I'm just saying because I'm a Leeds fan. He's 17, playing every minute of every
game.
Where
does he actually play?
He's a centre midfielder by trade. He's played right back for us a lot of the season. Ailing was running in treacle and ran out right. But although we've bought Roberts from, loaned Roberts, he's still not getting a kick ahead of him. So he's a very talented boy. Very talented. And he's got a younger brother. He's 15, I think. He's a striker. He's meant to be just as good.
Get him in there.
Talented genes.
If you're good enough, you're old enough.
Yeah, just to round that chat off, I just don't think you need another in there. And I haven't got a problem with Mainoo at all. He's clearly a very talented footballer. I just don't think you need another one in there. Until you get into the later stages, when you're playing against the so-called better nations.
I don't think you change your team, no matter who you're playing against.
But, and that's fine. I would do that from the start. I would just go attacking from the start. So this is us. This is our template. We're going to go win it. We're going to go win every single foot match.
But I think you've got more than enough in there with Mainoo and Bellingham. I think you've got a nice dynamic there.
But then you've got Rice as well. It's just, you just adding
the fielders. Yeah, but...
None of them really sit, though, did they? They just.
But Rice can sit. That's not a problem.
But I think that's the beauty of having those three, especially with Rice and with Mainoo, is that it gives both of them the freedom. Because I mean, obviously, both can't go, but having both of them in there allows one of them to be a little bit more free, doesn't it?
Which I get, but I don't know why you would restrict another one being in there, like an actual 10.
Because where's he going to play? You've got Bellingham doing that. You're just going to get him Bellingham's
way.
He's going
to be box to box and he's going to drop in when we lose the possession, isn't he? Madison doesn't want to do that job. So if you've got two in there, one as the kids would say, single pivot. I feel ill.
It's two and two.
How to describe it? 1-4.
CDM or something.
CDM, whatever. It's all the same. You have one in there and then you drop in when you lose possession. But the point is, in most games, you're going to have possession. Who are we playing? What, Serbia? Who else are we playing?
Someone tapped.
It's a relatively
straightforward group.
I think you're right, though. It needs to be either Mainoo or Madison, but we all know it will be Jordan Henderson, so...
He ain't got the legs. His legs are done. Even Southgate knows that. His legs are done.
He's only in the squad. He's, like, similar to us.
Suck him off.
No. Yeah, possibly. But like Connor Cody has been for a few years gone by, he's never really played, but he's great to have around the camp, which... I think as well, if they do have a positive impact off the field, then it's well worth losing a player in a 23-man squad.
And he's 10 minutes at the end of a crucial game, isn't he? When you really, whatever you need.
That, I think he's well worth it.
Absolutely, I agree.
Like a fantastic squad, man.
He's what, Champions League and Premier League winning captain?
It doesn't matter if he does it if he plays fucking two minutes in like the the 94th to the 96th minute against somebody in a semi-final when you're 1-0 up. If he gets you through, he's worth every single...
Serbia, Denmark and Slovenia.
Denmark's no walkover, but...
No, they never are.
The rest of them should be straightforward, shouldn't they?
If you want to win the bloody thing.
Do you reckon we will?
No. I'm English.
With that,
I'd love us to, obviously.
With that squad, we should go very close, but whether we will or not.
There's something in our DNA that doesn't allow us to win things. I'm not sure what it is.
Serial failures, aren't we?
Serial failures. Well, we've come up with a game, so we're going to predict.
Is your list done?
Hey?
All them fucking notes?
Yeah.
Don't need the notes, do you?
No.
We'll take care of it.
There's prompts, mate.
Paragraph prompts.
Not with four minutes about Histon away, mate. yes,
we've got, if you want.
We've got a little game. So we're going to predict the Euros.
Oh.
In honour of Carl Beerbatt, we're going to do a rank me off. Insert voice note there.
Yeah.
We're going to do our predictions of the Euros, but slightly differently. Okay, so we're going to start with the top 10 countries that we think might go the furthest in the competition. And we're going to rank them out of 10 on three different categories. Okay? So we're going to rank them on the beer.
Is this what the laptop's for?
Yes.
Good work.
I've done a spreadsheet, mate.
Come on!
Busy bastard.
No, we need that. No, I'm all for that.
So we're going to rank them out of 10 on their beer. So you boys will be well
score
ahead
out of
that.
10 beer.
Yeah. Score out of 10 on their food. Oof. Okay? And a score out of 10
if this ain't women, I'm going to be furious.
We'll come to that. And a score out of 10 on how fun it would be to live there or what quality of life you'd have living there.
Okay, well, that can include women.
Of course it can.
Okay, and then what we'll do is we're going to have a top four. They're going to go into the semis.
I'll have a semi.
Talking about Sweden.
Right, moving on from Sweden. No. We're staying right on topic.
Got a funny feeling Sweden are going to win this.
Well, Sweden aren't in it, mate. So,
What?
So we're going to have semis that's going to be judged on something else, and then the final is going to be judged on something else. But we'll come to that in a little bit. Okay?
Shoot.
So we're going to start with England.
Have you picked the top 10 then?
I've picked the top 10 based on, I think the top 8 are based on their odds of who's going to win it in real life. And then a couple that I just thought were a bit better than who was actually
so
in the top
have
10.
You picked a beer, or do we have to talk about the general beer scene?
General beer scene in fucking England.
Hell. We're top tier, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, we're the best drinkers in the world.
We're rating the beers.
Yeah, and we're the home of juiced. Like real ale. That's where it started.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid 9.
Yeah, I think the only ones that are going to beat us is probably like Czech Republic or something, and they're probably not in it.
Or the Germans.
Or the Germans.
No, I think we are a 9.
A 9.
For varietals, history, heritage.
Just on this, Matt, so if we give England 9 for argument's sake, does that mean we can't give 9?
You can give
score
any,
it however you want.
Score it however you want.
I didn't know if you were ranking them all 1 to 10.
Oh, I like what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
So if we like put England
can't
9.
Use 9 again.
Can't use 9 again.
No, yeah, let's do
just
that.
Just out of 10.
Now let's do that.
No, we my spreadsheet don't work.
I think
like
it's.
But we.
Fuck me.
Can't you pivot it?
No. We, right. To England, a 9 for beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're absolute
definitely.
No brainer.
Yeah.
This is the best country to drink in
I think
the
food.
World.
Food.
I mean, 9 again.
Nah.
Absolute top
No.
What are you about? You've got Indian, you've got Chinese, you've got pizza.
We're going back to Kung Flower.
Kebabs. The best cuisine in the world.
We've got full English breakfast, and that's about
and roast
all,
beef dinner.
That's about all we own.
Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings.
I would Shepherd's put us, I think we'll give us a 7.
I think 7 is hard to argue with, but I mean, I'd love to.
It's
7.
Shepherd's pie
for me. It's a 6 or
toad in the hole. Roast dinners, bacon sandwiches, the best thing on the planet. Roast fry it. We said. No, I think we're a 7.5.
We can't, so 7.
We could put 5, can't we?
You can do whatever you want.
No, 7, just 7. Yeah, ignore just him.
Round
seven.
Numbers.
I think the 0.5 for our pie scene should be there. Cornish pasties, pork pie, sausage rolls.
Ignore him.
Greg's.
So 7.
7.
Next.
I've been robbed.
7. Place to live.
Well, I get on here quite all right.
I think we're a 4.
I reckon it's got to be low, hasn't it, surely?
It's a 4.
It's not that bad, or she wouldn't live here, you dickheads.
My family are all here. What are we going to do? Move away?
Yeah, that's what your dad did, isn't it?
Exactly. Abroad.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was great. Italy's better than here. Cyprus better than here. Germany better than here.
Cyprus aren't on the list, mate.
I'm just saying. We've lived abroad. I would say I'd say we're a 6.
5.
Weather's horrendous.
6 most 5 of what the do time. You reckon, Carl?
Weather's shy.
But we've got
government
shy. Well, yeah, well, I know.
It's getting worse. Yeah. So, and that is a massive contributing factor to
where I think we live. It also depends where you live in this country. I think we're quite lucky to live where we live because people are relatively friendly. It's not the most expensive place in the world. Our seaside shit, but you live up north, it's beautiful.
Yeah, if it's not like we're in Cornwall's the west gorgeous. End of London getting stabbed every 36
exactly
seconds.
Right. Cornwall's gorgeous. No, okay. I think 6.
6?
No, 5. 5?
5.
Yeah. 5.
Wilson, yeah. What are you saying?
I'll go with you guys, so 5. Yeah. So that's England on 21 points.
Oof, solid
to start with.
Yeah. I think we've under-egged the food.
Right. France.
Fuck off.
Onto the French. French beer.
French beer, shit.
1.
It's terrible. C'est terrible.
They make decent wine, but the beer's
we're talking
horrific.
Beer, aren't we?
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. No. Not who's going to be worse? Name somebody worse than France.
So 1 then.
That's what I mean. I can't think of one worse.
Oh, so you're fine with it.
1.
1 for beer.
1 yeah. for beer.
My wine and my cheese.
Food?
They're just nonces with it, aren't they?
1.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's like, it's just like a typical French thing. That they just like have to be a bit fucking precious about it.
Our food
they?
Is all rich and creamy. Fuck
although
off.
I do quite like a baguette. So
true. Croissants are decent. No?
Croissants decent.
Pan de chocolat.
Yeah.
French as fuck.
I think if we go like on the pace, the bakery
not
section.
Even, yeah.
The bakery section's
section.
Decent.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's a bit noncy, so they can they can have.
They eat snails and frog legs. Whatever you think of it, that is their
and
national
eggs and
dish.
Gravy.
And eggs. Yeah, they can. Don't even get me started on that shit.
4.
Which will drive.
We're not missing
insane.
Something. Yeah.
But oh, their cheese. No, I don't like their cheese. I like a solid English cheddar.
Would I like to live there? Absolutely not.
No, it's full of French people.
Yeah.
2.
2.
It's the most racist feature you've ever done.
Why?
It's not racist.
It's just ate the French.
It's just what we say. French. 2.
2.
2.
Yeah. 2. Yeah. It's horrendous.
Right. Germany.
Beers. Beer. 10.
If we gave
beer,
us a 9, didn't
beer
we?
Is 10.
They're
10. Who else are we going to have on the list, though? So we're going to have Belgium. Belgium will be there.
Well, give us a sneak. Have Belgium made it in?
Belgium are in.
So they're going to be a 10 as well?
No, because you can't. We've already said
no,
that.
No, we can't.
No, we're not.
We can.
We can.
Because the way he's doing it, yeah.
In your head, it's different. That's fine.
I just think it makes this game better if we don't give the same.
But we're looking for a score, aren't we?
Yeah. But
so be a 10?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it would still work even if we didn't.
Don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I do agree with you, but we're.
I think
I also agree with you. But it's too late now.
We're trying.
No, honestly, I've seen. I can see the spreadsheet. It would still work.
Food's got to be up there, surely.
Can we just make an executive decision?
So we're not using the same number twice. I've made it.
He's a co-host, so yeah.
So,
fair
but
enough.
How we're
going? Well, yeah, because Belgium on the list, can tell us.
I can see.
We will have to bump England down to an 8 then.
Why?
Why?
You put Belgian beer is better than English beer. I know all the
time. Oh, I see what you're saying, right, okay.
I mean, it's world
so
famous.
You're changing it to an 8 then.
So, no, Germany, what? Germany a 10, Belgium an 8. Belgium a 9, or the other way around?
Our scene is easily a 10, but our beers aren't as good as.
I think
Belgium,
I'd
German
rather
beers.
Have Belgian beers than German beers.
Yeah, I think.
Actually.
Because there's more variety. German is generally just like.
Pilsners, isn't
Pilsners.
It? Pilsners. Hells, yeah.
Yeah, okay, do it.
But we haven't got to Belgium yet.
9.
Yeah, and England's an 8.
9.
Ironically,
nine.
With Germany.
9.
I don't think their food's that great.
Oh, great food.
Food is
what?
Good. Bratwurst.
No. Yeah, but you've named one thing that's good.
Currywurst. Oh.
Nah, they're not.
I'm with him.
They're like 6.
I think it's a solid 8.
Strudel's banging. Is that German or is that Austrian?
Strudel.
Yeah, Strudelpip.
Pretzels, is that German?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
hamburger.
Dry, isn't it?
The hamburger.
It's not that great. I
love an hamburger.
Yeah, no, but it's not that great for me.
Yeah, I could have.
I reckon an 8.
I reckon a 6.
Oh, no, 6 is too low.
7's already gone.
Yeah, 6 is too low.
7's too low and it's definitely not an 8.
Yeah.
So and 7's gone. So it's 6.
Not. What else we got on the list? Come in.
It don't matter. We're just going to have to risk it.
We might have to shuffle.
It. You have to risk it.
Every day I'm shuffling.
We can only have 3 shuffles. I've just brought that rule in. We've changed England.
Frickadellas as well. Oh, I love German food.
Okay, well,
especially
6.
Our food.
6.
Yeah, 7. Locking it in. We can't. We've already had a 7.
Who's 7?
England.
Oh.
Right, place to live.
Mate, England are six then.
Place to live. I've got the Autobahns.
Yeah, yeah, some Autobahns. The women have the big boobs.
Football's cheap.
Yeah, but they have hairy armpits.
True.
Are
you going to say that? True.
They love like a speedo.
A what?
They're a funny race of people, but they love a beer. They like a joke. They've got a sense of humour, but no, I think it's
atmosphere and the football's good.
Yeah, I think it's decent.
Yeah,
I think they do a lot of things right, but and the cars are like
clean as well, isn't it?
What scores have we got?
Renowned for quality.
I mean,
cars.
You've had two in the five, mate. So there's plenty of choice.
Oh, loads of room. Oh,
I reckon a seven.
Yeah, seven or eight. I think.
Yeah, agree.
We'll give them a eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
Seven.
Seven. Yeah. Seven. Yeah.
Just hold ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. Nice.
Because Italy's still to come, isn't it?
Okay.
Oh, Italy's going to win it.
Spain.
Oh, right up there.
Beer. Meh. It's better because you're over there.
I don't... Yeah, but think of what else is going to be in the thing.
But the actual quality of the beer is only good because you're over there. It's okay, Spanish beer. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, but...
Stradam's nice and they're good beers, but
they're
not...
Let's just think about what... I don't know what else is on his list.
Italy would be fair low on beer. Their beer ain't great.
Do you want to... Yeah, trust me, that I can see the list and you want to put these high.
It's five left.
I think we should go six. Because I can see this list and there's only...
There's a lot of Spanish beer drunk over here, to be fair. People must love it.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay, food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tapas.
Right up there.
What we had? There. We had a nine, yeah?
No,
nine. I reckon
six,
nine.
A four, and a seven.
I think it's eight or nine.
Italian food is ten.
That's ten.
Yeah.
That's still to come, surely.
Greek food.
Oh, I love Greek food.
What are we saying? Eight.
Right, I say tapas now... Would you rather go out for a tapas or a meze? If I said to you, we're going out Saturday night, tapas or meze? Tapas.
Meze.
Tapo, meze.
What's meze?
That's Greek food.
Okay, Greek meze. Yeah, tapas all day.
Tapas. So tapas is the highest score.
So it's nine.
So nine.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
How old am I? How are Greece on the top 10 football teams for the Euro?
I just added another one in.
Oh, I like it.
Because one of them was like in Denmark.
Yeah, boring.
Fit birds, though.
Krona.
Place to live, 10. Spain.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's loads of options, isn't there?
10.
I feel that's the best.
I'd rather live in Greece, though.
Mate, yeah, Spain is so cheap, and it's hot 90% of the time. Well,
Greece
just...
is hotter.
But Spain's like, Greece is like, I think when it's like that, how hot it is in Greece all the time, you'd be like, especially you'd never go outside.
I did live on a Greek island for 3 years.
Yeah, and how often did you leave?
Dipped in sun cream. Yeah.
I think Spain. Spain just offers that.
Spain gives you the variety.
Yeah,
and if your mate's coming out, yeah, I think Spain will edge it. All the villas and that. Yeah. I mean, 10? I prefer Greece personally.
Happy with 10?
There's so much in Spain. Valencia.
I just want it noted. I would choose Greece, but yeah, it's
Benidorm.
Fine. In fact, I'd rather live in Italy.
Portugal. We'll go next door.
Have we done all the Spanish topics?
Yeah,
I must have scored really highly.
They've done all right.
Done all right. Next, what was sorry?
Portugal.
Right, it's like poor man Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, poor man Spain.
It's a beer.
No,
right?
No, it's a good place. The beer is...
Is it Sagres?
Ovary malty. Sagres. Superbock. Nah, beer's shit.
Horrific.
It's not great. It's too malty.
You've had a one already, so there's
two.
One.
It's low.
Two or three, yeah.
Three. Let's leave a bit of room.
Yeah, we need a bit of room.
Need a bit of room for Mythos.
Food.
Well, Nando's, isn't it?
Nando's, that's it.
Oh, I was very disappointed with the Portuguese. If you like fish, you're laughing. If you like sardines and that, you're laughing.
They can have a four. We had a four yet?
Yes.
If you're into your fish, France they are high up on the list.
They can have a three.
Three?
I'm fine with that, yeah. I was quite disappointed with Portugal.
Place to live.
I'd love.
I think it'd be higher up.
Yeah, yeah, and just think high. The amount of like ex-pro footballers and all that, the guy out there just play golf.
And if you're into golf,
Albufeira and all that, around the marina and everything, it is banging.
Villamora,
yeah.
We are naming... visit on holiday, but still. What we got left? What's high up? What scores we got left to lock in?
About 10, 7, 5 and 2.
What, on places to live?
It's an 8 then.
Yeah, 8. I'm
eight?
Happy with.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great place to live.
Yeah.
Right. Belgium.
Oh, right up there. It's number 10.
Beer's 10.
Best
that's
place?
Not just because I sell a bit of Belgian beer.
Bruges.
On brand.
I'm very on brand.
10.
Place. What's the next one? Food.
Food.
Right, they're better. The home of chips. Belgium invented chips.
Fritz.
Yeah. And they're, the mustard mayo and Belgian waffles, yeah. mega.
I wouldn't say it puts them like high.
It's not high.
It's probably, I'd say middle of the
Imagine
road.
Life without chips.
Where are we with numbers?
You've got 5, 8 available.
I think it's got to be 5.
Or 2.
Yeah, I'd go 5. 5 I'm 5? Happy with, yeah.
Place to live?
I would move out there in a heartbeat because I just love cycling, but I'm probably slightly biased on that.
You've got 6, 9, and then everything
I would
else
six,
is
a 6, yeah.
It's such a good place to, yeah, it's yeah. probably not a 9, yeah. They
You'd
can
be
have
drunk
a, six.
A lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
6?
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Italy.
Beer, Peroni, Moretti.
Low end, isn't it?
Peretti.
Slow end.
Fair yeah, but I think...
And stuff,
but
it's pretty
what, so what scores have we had got left?
Quite a lot, to be fair. You got 7s, 5s.
5, I think 5.
5 sits right with me.
5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food.
Peroni's a good beer. It's
10.
Oh, 10.
Food's got to be 10,
I lock that fucker yeah. in at 10.
If anybody, if you're ever talking to someone and they're like, oh, what's your favourite food and it's not Italian, nonce.
Yes.
There's just so many different things you can have with Italian food. You don't have to, you know what I mean? There's
maybe just, it's just a goat of all foods.
Oh, yeah.
Not
oh,
even
yeah.
not even a discussion.
There's no point in having a debate. It's amazing.
And it's a pretty fucking good place to live, I think.
Is what numbers we got left for Liz?
I don't know. Venice smells of piss.
You have to go there, do you? It, oh, does, yeah. it does smell of shit in the summer.
I mean, there's some nice places like Rome and Milan and all that are very beautiful. And
well, you've got 9, 4, 3 or a 1.
So well, it's got to be a 9. What was the then, 10 yeah. for place to live?
Spain.
I'd rather live in Italy.
No, 9. There's too many pricks in Italy.
I'd go 9, I think.
I think 9's fair.
If that's what's left, it's high up. It has to be 9. Sorry, Carl, I keep kicking you. I would go higher, personally, but 9 is...
What, higher than a 9? No, I'd go, literally.
And I would swap it with Spain, no, that's what I'm saying.
I would swap not it with a Spain.
Roy Hodgson
is
there.
Is the island on there?
Island?
Are they on the list?
No.
Did they qualify?
Don't
didn't
know.
Do that, didn't qualify. Is it locked in at 9? Or am I
yeah.
just
yeah. Convinced, no. 3 left. Netherlands, Holland.
Oh, wow. Now we're talking.
Beer. No,
pays
beer
the mortgage.
First.
Beer, top tier. 10.
No.
Can't. You've got 7, Belgium. The best you can have.
7.
Bump it out.
7.
7.
7's the best
Is
you
8
can
left?
Have. Nope.
What's in it? What's in it?
England.
England.
Oh. Mate, it's I think we're...
Beers.
Real ale, mate. Beats, yeah, I'm sorry.
Does Trappist not beat real ale?
Well, you're going to give me a history lesson.
No, I'm not going to give you a history. We have got 2 Trappist breweries.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you have.
Dutch food.
Decent pilsners.
Dutch food.
I've learned to love it. Bitterballens. Oh,
nah, bang ends. Average. What are the scores left
Edam
on
Edam cheese.
Mushrooms, brownie.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms brownie. Brownies.
Schmogged.
Other edibles.
Poking a pancake.
Not that high for me.
No,
it's good if you're drinking.
4,
that, 4's gone.
3.
They also have 8 or 2. What you're forgetting though with Dutch food
or a 1
is they have a lot of Indonesian and stuff because obviously they're a bit like us. They'd conquered the world and they brought a lot of those spices back. So when you go for a meal out there, it's a great menu.
Yeah, brilliant. 2.
2.
Welcome back, Carl.
Get inbox.
Just ignore that experience in my life.
Place to live?
Good. It's a cool place.
Yeah, I've never been.
If you're a culture vulture, you're laughing.
You're not short of options if you're going through a bit of a barren spell, are you, sir?
The distinct problem is we've only got 4 as the highest one.
Oh, no.
I think that's fair.
No, I'd swap it with Belgium for a start.
Belgium is
it's
6.
A much cooler place to live than Netherlands.
I would say.
You cycling. Everyone cycles yeah. everywhere.
Okay.
Switch those two around.
And it's one of those places where you can just fuck off to somewhere else if you need to, like over the border of Germany or something.
So Netherlands is 6.
Yeah. You could do that in Belgium.
Yeah. Yeah, but not
on a train quite yes. quickly.
Or just drive if you're Netherlands. Literally, you get on a motorway and 1 minute you're in Belgium, the next minute you're in France.
Ah, bonjour.
Right, penultimate one. Scotland.
Oh.
What?
Tennent's, come on.
Scottish beer.
Brewdog, Tennent's. Pint well, of heavy.
They left? Can have the highest that's left.
You've got 2 and 4.
4's four. Fair.
For beer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so regging it. Who's the country left?
I don't know. Fine Ales? That's Scottish.
Can't show that.
All right. I need to know to make an informed
Greece.
Decision. Oh,
Greece.
Yeah, that's fine. 4's fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got Mythos.
Mythos is going in.
Yeah.
Food?
Oh, everything's battered. Fucking right up my street.
Yeah.
What are the food scores that are left?
One or an eight?
It's an eight.
No,
because
I think one's harsh. The French can have one. Scotland can go
yes,
two.
Put them French pricks down.
When
will we see?
You said Monge to Rodney in a Scottish fucking blend.
Fucking Monge to Rodney.
Bonjour.
Place to live.
Oh, get fucked. It rains. What's it's left? Cold. Oh,
as they would say, Wilson, it's pish.
Can we have one? Can we have nuts?
Edinburgh's nice.
Can I have one?
Yeah, one.
Other than that, you're struggling. Okay. Wants to live in Motherwell.
Last one then, Greece. Beer.
Well, shit. One.
They've got Mythos.
Let's just tell it, what have they got left?
Two.
Two. So what's one for beer?
France.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Mythos. Yeah.
Food.
Shit. Oh, the food.
Yeah, it's an eight.
Food's an eight.
Yeah.
Food's up there.
Who doesn't love tzatziki. A little kebab? Oh, yeah. Your ex.
I'm happy with that, yeah.
Place to live.
Oh, it's top end. What's left? Nine. Eight.
No.
Seven. Six.
No, it can't be a seven.
Three.
Fuck off.
Three is the only one left.
No, so go through the... Too far. Who's got a 10?
Spain's 10.
I thought it was Spain.
Five. What? Two or three?
We're going to put down in a minute.
Italy's 9. Portugal's 8. Germany's 7.
Swap it
I reckon
Portugal.
From Portugal. No, I reckon
who's
from...
Who's 7?
Move put all of Portugal down. Like, Portugal and below, down to fill the three gap and then Mater. Put them in. At...
Yeah, I agree
who
with
was
that.
7?
Put them in at 7.
Who was 7?
I can't work that out now.
He fucked his spreading out, Stubbsy.
No, we're not. We're all good. I'm watching the magic.
Yago.
Okay, so Greece is what? 3?
No.
7.
7.
Place to live. No final place to live.
Greece 7, Portugal 6, and then whatever was 5.
Okay.
Yeah?
I think I've got it right.
How are we looking?
Okay, so, do you want to go in reverse order?
What, as in like...
Are these the overall scores? Are this into the next round?
Listen to the next round.
So, bottom of the league.
Bottom of the league is France.
Off you fuck.
France are out.
Fuck off.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Holland.
Oh, so they've been done dirty there.
Chill out.
Portugal.
Yeah, fine.
And Greece are out.
Oh,
Greece
shame
are out.
That.
And England haven't made the semis.
What?
What?
Yet again.
How?
Yet again.
It's ended in tears again, isn't it?
We missed out by a point.
That's the beer's done that, isn't it? It scored very low on where to live and all, which is ridiculous. We all live here.
Yeah.
I literally said those exact words.
I demand a recount.
So the semi-finals are Spain v Belgium.
That's fair.
In the categories provided.
Yeah.
And Italy v Germany.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So they are our semi-finals.
I haven't got a problem with these semi. I think Germany has snuck past us there.
I'd have a great semi in Spain.
It's too hot for shagging.
So, the semi-finals...
You can't shag with a semi. Thumb it in.
Where's the old lead gone?
Push the button.
Oh.
You got the old lead?
Don't touch your lead.
This one?
You're still plugged in, aren't you?
No.
It's there. Don't fuck about what the thing is. It's not that one. It's that one there.
It's in front of you.
There it is. It's right in front of me.
So, I'm back next week.
So, the semi-finals are going to be judged on... Who has got the best national anthem?
Oh, this will be good for me.
Italy's class.
With no headphones.
Do you want mine?
No, it's all good.
We have got headphones.
I know the national anthems.
Okay, so we're starting off with Spain versus Belgium. This is Spain.
It's rubbish.
Yeah,
I mean, most national anthems are shit, but...
Yeah, that's gash next.
Nice. Oh, it's going out of 10 again.
Who's that?
No, this is just five. This is just a straight one. Oh, that's... So Belgium.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
It's called...
Yes, that's winning.
I mean, it's better than Spain.
Yeah, Belgium are through.
It's not a great round, is it? Go on, DT. I mean,
it's like shit or shite, isn't it?
Yeah, no, Belgium sneaks it, but it's not...
Yeah.
Belgium?
Yeah.
Belgium are through?
Yeah.
What's the other one? Italy versus Germany.
The Italy is rousing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gets banging, doesn't it?
Skip on a bit.
You should know all the words anyway.
Yeah, good.
It's the chorus.
No.
Skipping. Is
that a chart topper?
We're only allowed 10 seconds, mate.
Not national anthems.
No.
They're rights free, surely. No one has a right to a national anthem. Skip on a bit. Let's have a bit more of the Italian one.
Eh?
Yeah, keep skipping on.
No, more Italian. Next, Germany.
Oh, boo. Something about chips. Nah.
Italy.
Go on, then.
Okay. This is a German.
Oh, it is good.
This is a much tougher semi, this.
It's hard to say.
It is good. No, no, I'm fine with it. It's good.
See, it'd be Italy for me.
Italy for me.
Italy or Germany.
And the German ones, it's a good national anthem. Strong. Typical German. Dependent.
So you're going Germany?
What?
You're going Germany?
Yeah.
Dan?
Italy.
Dependable is what I actually tried to say. Never mind.
Get there in the end.
So Italy are through?
I think so.
Yeah. Are you edge it to Italy?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's an Italy-Belgium final.
Who saw that coming at the start of the tournament?
There we go. So the final is based on... So every football club's doing it now. They've got their own
OnlyFans
girl. So Belgium versus Italy. Who would have the best OnlyFans woman?
Well, Italy's
or man.
Italy.
It's the easy final.
Italy is absolutely...
I mean, Scotland's been robbed.
Home.
Well, yeah. I'll Google...
See if there is any.
Italy OnlyFans.
Shouldn't be a problem with your algorithm.
I'll just go to Instagram. Italian... I don't know, is it Italy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Italian OnlyFans. Here we go, some live Googling. That bloke the other day that's... His missus is questioning his phone bill.
She's stolen all this money off me. Nah, you just had really expensive wanks.
He got one.
Top 10 OnlyFans, Italian and spicy free. Italian OnlyFans, 2024. It's pretty solid.
Is it good?
One for you there, look, Carl.
Yeah, she's quite nice.
Yeah. Are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
High scoring.
Not great for a podcast in this, but...
No.
We'll send the link out. You fancy paying for us?
Subscribe.
So what are we saying?
I'm pretty confident.
Italy are winning it.
I don't think the Belgies going to...
19 best Belgium only fans. Oh, it's all the same women.
Turns out you...
I've been duped.
Yeah, Italy win
Italy.
For me.
Congratulations, Italy.
Yeah.
Winners then.
Yeah.
Winners of the Euros.
Italia. Well done.
There we go.
Good game, that's good awesome. Game.
Well, good game. Know, if you go on Google Images, it all kicks off. Dear God.
Great work, Wilson.
Thank you, mate.
That's my rundown done.
Brilliant.
Over.
Well done. How is it hosting your first ever show? Is it your first one?
How many minutes on the what we've got left?
1 hour and
1 hour and 8 minutes.
Oh, you went over.
Yeah.
Why are we on restrictions now?
Oh, you want to keep it to an hour. That was your bloody rule.
Yeah, it's only because I got bored.
I do more than I, mate.
I hadn't done it for a while. So
in fairness, he came in after 15 minutes. So yeah. Still under an hour.
Yeah, actually, yeah, correct.
Yeah, my time's all
yeah, well done, Wilson.
He's got three minutes. He'll be like, right, fucking done.
Yeah.
Top of bombing, lad.
I'm about there, to be fair.
That was good.
Well done, Wilson.
Top work.
Press the button.
What? Lead us out, maestro.
Right. Well, thank you, everyone. You've been listening to Gone Off on a Tangent. I've been this week's host, probably for the first and last time. I'm Wilson. Good night from you, Stocksy.
Guten Tag, Fräulein.
Cheers, DT.
Ciao, Bella. Well done, mate.
For the last time ever, probably.
Clap him out.
See you in 6 months, everyone. It's been emotional.
Right. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.